Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on February 15th, 2019. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. Joining us as co-host, the CEO and president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Kelly Stroman. And of course, with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm well.
Joe. Yeah.
Happy
Friday, everybody.
I was going to say, what do you say, Kelly? You always say happy Friday. It's how we start our day. How we start our day here.
Right.
I know. Happy Friday. Yay, it's Friday. I like Fridays. The sun is out at the moment, but kind of. But
wow.
That's not supposed to last. It's supposed to start raining again. Like
2 weeks,
it's supposed to start, you know, opening up again. Yes, exactly. But hey, can we talk about for a minute all the potholes in the South Bay? Have you guys been? We need like a pothole tracker,
yeah.
Kind of like Santa tracker. We need a pothole tracker.
Oh.
There are more streets that have been closed in the last just the last 24 hours than I've ever seen in my life.
There's a giant sinkhole in Hermosa. Did you see that?
Well, I live about two blocks from the one on Artesia. And which is technically kind of the Hermosa. It's literally right where Manhattan, Hermosa, and Redondo come together in the Golden Triangle area. It's literally right there across from the parking lot at Costa. And I live about 2.5 blocks in from that. And I actually walked over there this morning early with my dog. Just said, like, I want to see how big this thing is. And it's in the center median, but it is massive. It's super deep. You can't see it. I mean, people are telling me, like, one of the workers was like, yeah, it's about 12 feet deep. And apparently it's stretching. They can tell it's cracked underneath, like, the street going across the street, too. So they're afraid that
towards
it's going to cave more,
there's,
you know.
Right. So,
yeah,
I
got a NICSL report this morning that it's closed. Artesia's closed.
It's closed until like
right.
Maybe Sunday, which, you know, is a little precarious. We have, you know, cars crawling through the neighborhood and everybody. I don't know how they're diverting. Last night they were diverting the traffic at Prospect if you were coming like from PCH or Sepulveda, depending on
right.
What city you're in. Good Lord. I'm not sure how they're diverting it coming from like the aviation side because everybody's coming through the neighborhood. It's kind of crazy. But there was that one. And then there was another one at like 35th and Palm yesterday morning, which is down right on the border of Manhattan Hermosa, right about like Longfellow area, you know. There was a big
mm-hmm.
one in the residential area down there. That was all closed off. And I've heard of El Segundo had a big one last night. So this rain, I haven't seen anything like this in about 20 years, consistent in these torrential downpours. But I want to give a shout out to all the you know, not only just the first responders and our police department that are doing all this amazing traffic control, but the public works departments in all these cities are working overtime, big time overtime,
yeah.
You know, to get us all back online and safe. And when I was coming home last night, it was, you know, raining buckets as it has been. And, you know, the traffic enforcement, you know, guard was standing there trying to get people to go turn right and get off of Artesia. And, of course, people don't want to obey that. They just want to race and do it their way, you know. And,
he was standing there
in the rain, I mean, buckets of rain. And I'm just like, you know, God bless them. They, you know, I don't think people understand, you know, and appreciate always what those departments do, and public works particularly, because they're the ones kind of behind the scenes that are fixing those things, you know, when something happens. So big shout out to all of our police, our fire, our public works, and of course, you know, I know other agencies have been involved too, but they deserve a lot right now because they're working extra hard to keep us all online.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's amazing because people are so mired in their own world, in their own mind, driving home from work at night. And they're like, oh, man, you got to send me out of my way. You know, if I was that cop directing traffic, I'd say, go ahead, go drive in the sinkhole. Go ahead. See where it gets you. See how fast it gets you home, you know. Go ahead.
He had a hat on, but like the rain was just coming down over his bill of the hat, and I was like, I just wanted to go out there and like stand with him and hold an umbrella, you know, because it's not the first time in the last, you know, really the last month, right? You know, and I was looking at him, I could tell by his arm movement and trying to get people to go in this particular way, it was like go right and get out of off of the boulevard, but people were just like hoping to go through, and
yeah,
you know, not everybody gets, you know, those messages that we get. We should also mention, I'm a big fan of Nixle. It sounds like maybe, Jackie, you get those alerts if you were aware of some of the potholes and stuff. But, you know, NIXLE, Nixle.com, if, you know, people, we're always talking about it. And that's an L.A. County service. You can sign up, Nixle.com, you can sign up your email, your phone number, your mobile number, whatever you want to do. And you get alerts, and so you can type in your zip code, which I recommend because the first time I did it years and years and years ago, I didn't know you had to type in like your particular zip code. I thought it was like geolocated you or whatever, and I was getting, you know, Nixles and Pacoima and stuff. So when you sign up, you have to sign up. Like I have Manhattan Beach, Hermosa, Redondo, El Segundo, so I kind of know what's happening around, you know, around me. And there's so many times, whether it's a planned street closure or something like last night, or there's police activity in a neighborhood and everything, and they don't want you, you know, coming out of your house or going near that neighborhood, or whether it's simply maybe, the Little League parade is going to be closing the streets for a couple hours. It's such a great service. It's so easy.
It
costs nothing. And all you have to do is literally is sign up, and then you get those alerts, and you know what the heck is going on, because I think those people didn't know. I knew, and so I was going to plan to cut down another street, but I got caught in this long line of traffic, even trying to do that. And there's technology, and you've heard me say, a blessing and a beast. And boy, you know, if you have it, like last night would have been a good time to have it. But anyhow,
you know,
I get
the Nixles. I get them for all the cities in the South Bay. And several nights over the last month, I call my husband. I'm like, don't come home on this street. It's blocked off, or this area is blocked off. Don't try to come home this, because he works in El Segundo and he has to come south. And I've actually called him or texted him or emailed him and said, you know, this PCH is blocked from here to here, or, you know, yeah, no, very helpful. Very, very helpful. Nixle, NIXLE. Sign up for it now.
Yeah.
So do you have any chamber news for us, Kelly?
Nothing massive. As I have mentioned in the last couple of weeks, we're planning, you know, heavily for State of the City. That's less than 2 weeks away. We're already almost to capacity, believe it or not, where we've only got about 25 seats left to go on that. So I'm excited for us all to share some, you know, exciting news with everybody that attends that. And there's really, you know, tonight, we can't forget the big stoplight party at Shea. Do you remember we talked about that last Friday, the red
light? Yes.
I'm not going, but I've told more people about that, and they're like, that sounds like so much fun. I'm like, you got to go, you know, wear red if you're like taken, yellow if you're not sure, and green if you like want to meet somebody. And so that's
yellow.
That's
yellow, it's confused. It's complicated.
Complicated.
Yellow is it's
complicated.
Complicated.
There you go.
Yeah, I put that in my weekend guide yesterday, and just before I was like, this sounds like it will be so much fun to attend just to people watch.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But hey, Valentine's Day was fun and beautiful yesterday. A little bit romantic rain. I popped into Gelson's. They had a chocolate strawberry dipping station all for the last 2 days. And I'm like, okay, it's one thing to buy a chocolate covered strawberry. It's another thing to sit there and watch them and like smell the chocolate. And I just wanted to dip my whole hand in there, but I did and I behaved. So. You know, it's always fun to see how people celebrate, but, you know, that's about it. Nothing major this weekend. And next week I'll have a few new business announcements that are looming. So that's about it for now on the chamber front.
We have much to look forward to. Well, I got to tell you this quickly. My husband and I, you know, we made plans, stay home, cook dinner. And I said, we'll watch a romantic movie. And he was like, okay. And my husband's not big on movies. So, you know, we ate and we got comfortable on the sofa. I turned on the TV and I said, oh, let's watch Love Actually. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
While it's become a bit of a cult film, and it's one of those movies when you're flipping around the TV and you come across it, you just got to watch it. You know, once you watch it once, it's one of those things you're just glued to it. And I was like, oh, we got to watch this. It's a fun romantic comedy. And, you know, 15 minutes into it, he's like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, oh, please. So he held out. I think he held out for about 45 minutes, and then he fell asleep. So he didn't get to see the whole thing. He didn't get to see the end where I cry buckets. So,
Is that Aaron Eckhart who is in that?
No. Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant.
Oh,
there's
Hugh
a
Grant.
Whole bunch of people. Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Laura Linney, Emma Thompson, Rowan Atkins. There's a whole bunch of people in there. Claudia Schiffer. There's a whole bunch of people in it. It's the silliest love story movie ever made, but it's a little addictive. So anyway.
Well, hopefully you had some good laughs
Good laughs, good fun.
Exactly.
So, Joe, we have a very really looking forward to our guest this morning.
Yes. This is one of those things, Jackie, that, you know, I've been talking to some marketing people about our business doing local podcasts and trying to engage the community. And one of the things that's been missing is a gathering place, like almost like, you know, it used to be bulletin boards were gathering places. I know we have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but those are so fractionated. There needs to be one place where everyone knows everything here is about the South Bay. And I think we might have that. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Randy Renner, founder of South Bay Social. Now, Randy, a graduate of the University of Arkansas, spent the first 8 years of his career in the technology field, helping a Dallas-based tech startup continuously maintain a spot on Inc.'s 5,000 fastest-growing privately held companies. Randy left his career in tech to start a publication company in the South Bay that would base itself on the innovation of social media, but with the reliability of print. Now, Manhattan Beach Social launched in February 2018 and is now being joined by Hermosa Beach and Palos Verdes Publications. With a love of small business, Randy saw the need for an innovative marketing platform that could help small businesses market themselves and connect with locals, but on a smaller budget. The South Bay Social app was then born. Randy now leads the social brands and is passionate about helping local business owners. In his spare time, Randy supports groups like Walk with Sally and the Cancer Warrior Foundation. You can check out the app at www.southbaysocial.app. All right, so this morning we're learning about the genesis of this app and the ability to bring community messaging together and his passion for small businesses. Welcome to the program, Randy. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
All right.
So we all participate at some level in social media, Randy. It's become, you know, somewhat of a national or even an international sort of event when the president of the United States tweets. Social media has really come of age in the era of Trump to be something that is talked about on the nightly news, and it's so it pervades our existence. But there still is a lot of sort of wilderness out there that people just do things and, you know, they never really connect. And this is very, very specific. South Bay Social could not be about Idaho or, you know, West Texas or something like that. It's very specific. Tell us a little bit about that and how that relates to the general marketplace of apps and the internet and all that.
Yeah, no problem. So I, you know, really saw a need from the very beginning, from being able to access everything that's going on locally. It was really interesting, you know, just hearing you guys talk about the sinkholes. I found out yesterday about the sinkholes within just a couple of minutes, actually, on the South Bay Social app. So a way for us to share information quickly on a more local level, but also to have local representation. So for the business to actually be placed here and be able to meet with the business owners and understand their needs. But social media has really taken over a lot of how human interaction has taken place. Now, what is sad about that is oftentimes we're kind of stuck behind the phone or behind the computer. And what we wanted to do was bring an app that actually pulled you to other people, not necessarily pulled you into the phone or engulfed you even more. So we really wanted to come up with an idea that had everything from the consumer standpoint to answer questions like, what time are the fireworks? Who has happy hour right now? Or, you know, what road closures are there going on right now with the sinkholes? But at the same time, provide a platform for local businesses to reach out to the consumers as well and actually participate in those conversations. With that, social media can be so large and so huge at the point when you're looking at those bulletin boards, it might be, you know, for all of the U.S., for example. And so we wanted a way for the businesses to be able to more so target and say, hey, you know what, the beach cities of South Bay are really, you know, a great area for me. I want to focus in specifically on that. And then I always joke, people ask, well, hey, are you going to put events for, in Silver Lake on the app? And the answer to that is unfortunately no. At the end of the day, you know, it's kind of hard to get people out of the bubble. And so we are going to focus right here on everything right in the bubble.
I know Jackie likes that answer. Silver Lake? No.
Yeah.
West LA?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I get that all the time. I have people haranguing me. San Pedro is the South Bay. I'm like, no, it's not.
You know, yeah, and that's what it is hard. Is that
Long
there
Beach
are a lot
not,
of, you know, we've got questions about Hawthorne and those groups as well.
Well, yeah. Well, my South Bay is El Segundo to the Hill and west of the 110. So I include Hawthorne, Lomita, Lawndale, and Gardena. And you know, most state regional organizations, they include Carson and Inglewood in the South Bay. But as I said, I made my cut off the 110, so they're not included in my South Bay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, well, I installed the app. I created a group, and so how do I get everyone to come to my group and buy my products?
Yeah, so a couple of things. So the groups are made for groups like nonprofits or things of that sort, or we've got some great groups already in there, like moms groups that have local meetups. There's private bulletin boards within those groups, so they can actually create and function all within that. You can invite anybody into one of those groups once you've created just by simply opening up your contacts and selecting those individuals. It sends them an SMS text message with a link to the app. They simply then click that link and download the app, and then they request to join your private group. So we even have families. There's one with, they've got five kids, and they hate a group. So they put themselves all on the app, and they now have a little local bulletin board that's just for their family that they see. So there's a great way to actually function within group messaging, but we also provide that to all nonprofits for free. So for example, Cancer Warrior Foundation, they can actually have all of their volunteers loaded into the app, and then on, let's say, day of events, they can actually access that bulletin board, and instead of, you know, again, creating these massive group texts or these massive emails that we all get annoyed by, they can create one spot where everyone can see what questions were had and then what those answers were at any point. And then from the business standpoint, we do offer business listings. And then those businesses can create their own groups. So Afterburn Fitness is a big partner of ours, and they're currently going through the challenge. So they're giving away $25,000 right now to a team that loses the most body fat percentage. So right now they have a Team Red and a Team Blue event, and they have all of their teams actually listed and have bulletin boards in the app so that they can motivate each other on staying on track, or yesterday complain about all the different cookies and brownies that were getting brought into the office on, you know, a day where they're not supposed to be cheating. So it's a great way for you to set up a community for your business as well. But like I said, we do that for all consumers and nonprofits for free.
Okay. So how do you, Randy, when you think of the larger social media landscape, how are you positioning yourself? Because, of course, you can create Facebook groups, private Facebook groups that can be gathering places for family members. We have one that includes family members from Texas and Chicago. So how would you relate this to something, a tool like that?
Yeah, so one, this is hopefully for one, everyone at the end of the day, as far as more of a location piece. But we're not trying to directly replace social media. We actually tie into Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you have groups in there, we can actually tie those in. But we also didn't want it to force to be in social media at the end of the day. There's a lot of people who don't want to be on social media. And what's so funny is there's a lot of people used to think that that was an older generation. And if you see some of the studies now, there are just as many people that are in their 20s and 30s that are now getting off of Facebook. And if you look at actual the way it's shifting, most young people are no longer on Facebook. They have, again, switched to more things like Instagram of first sorts. So this is hopefully one of those places that if you're 14 years old and you go to MiraCosta and you want to know what events are going on, that's great. You can be on this app without a problem. Up to, you know, again, an 82-year-old that has never downloaded an app before in their lives, downloaded it yesterday and was like, oh, my God, this is so easy for me to use. And it made my day, because I think at the end of what our experience, we want every single person to be able to have access to all this information right at the palm of their hands. So in no way do we want to replace social media, but we want to be an outlet to where you don't have to be on social media to still connect with those around you.
You know, it's interesting because I've with what I do, I've dealt with just about every social media platform out there. And as you said, Facebook is a worldwide thing, you know, the Arab Spring, you know, people can get involved all over the world. I remember when Patch started, Patch.com, and boy, when that started, I thought, what a terrific idea. It was neighborhood focused, very, very hyper-local, and it started out really well, and then it kind of blew up. And suddenly there was a lot of stuff like in the Redondo Beach Patch pages that really didn't relate to Redondo Beach. They did a big restructuring. They got rid of a bunch of local editors, did regional editors. So that they did a big 180 and changed things, and people turned off from it. Similarly, with Next Step. Next Step is a hyper-local neighborhood thing. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, this sounds really terrific. But in the years since it's begun, a lot of people have dropped off it because people are like, it's a place people go to complain. You know, all people do is complain on that.
Are you talking about Next Door, Jackie?
No, Next Door. Sorry, not Next Step.
Next Door.
I'm so sorry. Next Door.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Next Door.
Yes, Next Door. Yeah, and then they started. It was an open forum at first, and then they started putting rules in place because I guess people were advertising their businesses, and people were like, "This is supposed to be for neighbors, not businesses." So then they started putting all rules in place, and now they have several different pages. There's general, there's recommendation, and it's very scattered. You know, I mean, I go in, I hear something from somebody, or I read something, and then I go to look for it, and I can't find it because I don't know how it's been categorized. I'm seeing this with a lot of the platforms. They start out with really good intentions, but it just some way or another it ends up getting out of control and things change. So I like what I'm hearing about what you're doing, Randy.
Yeah, thanks. And I think that's what everyone has really seen is like there needs to be someone local that is around that's seen what's going on, that knows the beach cities, that knows you know, South Bay as a whole, and can say, you know what, we are now at a point where we are getting so many posts a day, and I'm hoping that's going to be sometime around summer where we look to see, okay, what filters might make sense so that, you know, when we are getting, you know, loads of information input daily, that you can find a filter and quickly access it. But no matter what, we are literally looking at every single post that's ever posted to ensure that it is only about South Bay information and information that people want to be seeing on a daily basis. And you are right. Next Door has some weird capabilities that are great. And then some weird capabilities that are really strange. And one of those is that businesses are not allowed to respond. And although you can say, hey, you should reach out to this handyman, a handyman can't say, hey, I'm actually a local to Hermosa, I have 15 years of experience, and right down your street. Feel free to shoot me an email if you're interested. So we have built those capabilities in for business listings to actually be able to respond, but not be constantly posting their promotional information. We moved that to another part of the app so that we don't, overdo it in that area of data and dilute, all of the strong information that we have in there. So we really have to be careful about and making sure that it is an open platform for all local residents to put information in, but also that the businesses are respectful and are able to respond, but to be more a part of the conversation, not posting ads, if you would.
Yeah, the ads are just one part of it. Another big issue is differences of opinion, on all the platforms, on every platform. Somebody says something and somebody doesn't like it and they complain to the Facebook police or the Nextdoor police or they start taking things down. I mean, it really is a morass of what's going on. You have to police it. You have to have very specific guidelines, and you have to police it.
Yeah, but so, and that is
one
why
entry,
I think, again, having a local team.
Right.
The one entry, Randy, that I think is fully built out and really shows the potential is the one for Brewco. Can you talk a little bit about how that came about? Because there's pictures, there's a great description, there's the hours, a link to the phone number, and some great reviews.
Yeah, so Brewco is a part of the Zislist Group, and the Zislist Group signed up all of their restaurants and Shade Hotels as well. So what they're pulling, what you're seeing, is actually a banner ad that comes in through the bulletin board. So you can see any of the businesses that are listed. There's about 18 currently bars and restaurants locally, but are all together about 30 companies. These companies have the ability to not only provide, obviously, all their information, like what time their hours are. We pull in reviews from Google Reviews. We pull in photos from Google Photos. We tie into Eventbrite, so if they are selling tickets to an event or something of the sort, we can provide direct links for consumers to go in and purchase those tickets. So that fun stoplight party that you guys were talking about earlier is currently promoted in the app. listed under the calendar of events section with everything there for the Shade Hotel tonight. But then also the businesses have the ability to create live virtual flags that are put in their location. So the app is built on location-based services. And what that means is that if I walk down on Hermosa Pier and I open up the app, I can go to the flag section and look at the map, and I can see if there's anything going on right now. That's things like happy hour. So Underground Pub in Hermosa, for example, has a happy hour every day from 3 to 7. So their flag at 3 p.m. goes up live. It virtually sends out a push message to anyone that has the app that is within a certain radius. So a lot of times that might be a quarter of a mile that pushes them a notification and says, hey, Underground has happy hour right now from 3 to 7. Here's all of the deals behind it. So we wanted to create it to where it can really be a live feature. So although the deals and promotions for Bruco right now has some really interesting ones, they've got Girl Scout cookies and a flight of beer tasting, which I think is a really fun idea for February. They can promote things like that on an ongoing basis. But it's also a really unique thing to be able to say, you know what, we're going to throw a happy hour on Monday, because Monday afternoons are can be a bit slow for us, and it can be 3:45 when you make that decision. You plant the flag at 4 p.m., and that message can immediately go out to the consumers. So it gives the business owner an immediate response to slow times, or maybe it's a loyalty deal that they want out, or maybe they want to have a sell, but they didn't do any of the prep work to get it out and promote it heavily ahead of time. This is a tool where it can be instant for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Joe, we need to take a quick station break. Quick.
We are. Yes. Yes. Okay. We will. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. And I almost said South Bay Social, because that's it just rolls off the tongue. It is such a great name. We are a small local, hyper-local podcast. Today is the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. On Thursdays, it's South Bay Spotlight. And we are focused on the South Bay, but we have a new kid on the block, so to speak. We have a new app and gathering place, South Bay Social. And I think this experiment is going to succeed. We're talking about it today. You're talking about it if you call in. You're talking about it if you share this with your neighbors. Please do share this podcast with everyone you know in the South Bay. We'd appreciate that. And with that, this is truly innovative. I'm very interested in how businesses take on a project like this, because you know, it used to be that we counseled all small businesses to have a website. And there were still, and still are, believe it or not, some local businesses that do not have a website. And then it was the app craze. You know, you should have an app. You're a small business, you should have an app. Well, that I don't think that was as big, because, you know, most small businesses found it to be prohibitively expensive to create their own app. Now, you have created an app that everyone in the South Bay can kind of participate in, and certainly small businesses can participate in. Is your business model specifically, when I get sponsors, local small businesses sponsoring, then I'm done, or is there another level to your business model?
So, you know, what's really funny is I sat down, and it was a fun experience to be like, hey, this is my company. I can literally build a model that I think would work specifically for the South Bay. And after having the publications and the magazines locally, the big thing that I was so impressed by and so blown away by was the level of support that these people give to philanthropies and the work that the local philanthropies are doing. And, you know, during the first year, we were doing a lot of spotlights for the philanthropies in the magazines and showcasing their events. And that was really our way to help, because at the end of the day, I was a new company and couldn't, you know, write those big checks like some of the other publishing houses around town. So when we went to build this app and then put together the business model, I wanted to be able to give something immediately to the nonprofits to just help them promote their events and their networks as a whole. So my goal when I set this business model up was it to be, one, first and foremost, it needed to be free from the consumer side. It needed to be a free and easy download for all residents. So that was number one, and that was accomplished. Number two was we wanted to build a business model to give the access to the nonprofits for them to be able to do that free of charge. So that number two was taken care of. So really number three, that had to be that the businesses had to actually pay for their listings. But my main goal, I grew up with a single mom who opened a coffee shop in the 90s in Texas and was actually turned away from the Chamber of Commerce in Texas because she did not have a husband or a backup plan. And she was devastated. And I watched that small business, you know, really have to grind for the first year to 2 years to make a name for itself. And marketing budgets were very small. So I didn't want to price my mom out. And that was what my main thought was every single time I went through it. So we actually came up with a very cost of, you know, affordable model for businesses. So right now, the business listings, they get all access to everything within the app, all virtual messaging, and all loyalty programs, deals and promotions, event promotions, all right now for $100 a month. So it's a way for a startup to get advertising. But then we've got great groups like the Strand House, who, you know, just a very high-end, beautiful restaurant that is also listed on there. So the idea is we want everybody. But the big one is that the owner of the company has to be local. So big corporations, there are so many avenues for them to promote their events through. They can pay those big bucks. They can go use those systems. That's great. I love that. But this app is for you as a resident. When you want to support the local business owner, then you log on right now. So yesterday I was sitting at my house in Hermosa, and I got a flag all of a sudden, a push notification that said, hey, Curious, the store on Pier Avenue in Hermosa has all your Valentine's needs for cards. Quick reminder to stop by. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Don't go to CVS, Randy. Don't be one of those people at Vaughn sitting there looking for cards. Go to your local business owner. So I sure did go to Curious, and then was just blown away, obviously, by their fun selection of cards. And it's so much more fun supporting your local businesses. So that's the model, is to provide, here are your local business owners to go and support at every level, from, you know, a consumer shopping and spend to, you know, bars and restaurants and nonprofits.
Right. This is something unique. I don't do a lot of you know, work in the marketing space, but of course as a consultant, I've looked for ways of promoting my own business, and I have not seen something like this specifically. I think this is going to be very, very valuable to some people. What kinds of businesses? I'm not sure. Obviously, it works great for the Zislis Group. I'm looking at movie night at sea level. This is a great place for people to find something like that in the events calendar. Jackie also has an event. Of course, when you're looking for live music, where do you go? You look for the events calendar. Now, Jackie has a very extensive events calendar on her website, South Bay by Jackie. Jackie, do you have the movie night at sea level on your events calendar?
Well, it just goes to show you haven't been to my website lately. It's been up for at least 4 weeks.
Okay. Now, well, I assume it's there. I just assume. But Jackie, is that something that relates to your business? I mean, people have to go to the website. It's a destination, but with the app, they carry it around in their pocket. And so
yeah,
do they
no,
have
well,
to go there? I guess they have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, mine shows up on mobile too. So it reads quite well on
mm-hmm.
mobile, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an app. I just have it in my bookmarks. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, there are all different ways of going about this. You know, the difference between mine and everybody else is mine is completely curated. I curate everything that goes up on mine. So that's, you know, that's just a big difference. That way I don't have to deal with the complainers, you know, and people putting stuff up that's not appropriate. You know, there are a lot of websites where people can just go to and put their stuff up and get it out there. And so they're all different in their own ways.
Right.
I think,
right.
You know, what I like about Randy's app, when Randy came to me, gosh, Randy, what's up, three or four months ago when you were starting to form all of this, the intent was to take a lot of the static out of our lives. And you know, we look at different sites. We have to look at, you know, our laptop, our phone, our this or that. You know, you get the newsletters, you get the billboard, as I always say, yeah, I have two favorite things. What? One is Happy Friday and one is technology is a blessing and a beast. And
right.
With technology, we have so many places that are constantly pulling at us for attention to look at. And I think what I really liked when Randy first explained this to me months and months ago was, he's attempting to bring it all together into one place and into the palm of your hand to where you can have it easily. And so, because you're right, Jackie, you said a while ago, you know, first we had Facebook and then we had things like Patch and then we had things like Nextdoor. And, you know, it's only as good as what the information is put into it, but it really wasn't a collective source for one particular, you know, hyper-local area, too. And I think we all know that what's so unique about living in and doing business or whatever or socializing in the South Bay is it is a very it's a tight-knit community, and to be able – it's very attractive, I think, to a lot of people to be able to find everything they want in one place because we're all –
right, well, yeah.
You know, it's no different than, you know, shopping at grocery stores. You know, how many of you of us go to, you know, three different stores to get what we want, you know? Why can't I just go to one place, you know? And I think that's what Randy is attempting to do with this. And also kind of, you know, pay it forward with the small businesses and other charity groups and kind of bring it all together. So, I think it's a really exciting app, and I think, you know, Randy, you have something really good that you're building, and it'll be fun to see how it evolves. I was in Two Guns yesterday for a meeting with Stan and Natalie, and they were talking, they were raving about the app, Randy, and I know, of course, Jenna over at the Zissus Group, you know, they use it a lot, and I think from a business standpoint, you're just starting. I mean, as far as bringing businesses on board, you know, you're just starting,
yeah.
That, and the potential is huge.
It was really exciting. So we luckily got some great local brands that saw the value very early on and signed on board. So I'm so thankful for groups like the Zissus Group and Two Guns, Afterburn, and Dive and Surf, Coreology, those guys, for all getting it out to their member base pretty quickly. It was so exciting, though, on the day of the launch. We were actually at the Two Guns location on Goat Hill, and we were talking to a lot of the people, and it was funny because everybody kept saying, we've been waiting for someone to do this. We've been waiting for someone to do this. And so the need was there. And so from the consumer side, it's been really exciting. We are actually at the two-week mark today. So we have been out now for 14 days, and we have over 2,000 downloads, which is pretty exciting for 2 weeks in. One of our chiropractors, Dr. Caden, actually explained to me on Monday that he has a great spot right on Artesia, and apparently somebody drives by him pretty much daily and saw him on the app and got his flag, turned it around and made a U-turn, went into his place, and he got a client. It was actually week one. So kind of blew my mind, but was so exciting because people are using it. And what was so funny was that individual said, you know, I drive by this place every day. And I also say I need to go to a chiropractor. But all of a sudden, when I drove by and I got, you know, the little push text that said, hey, you know, first time patients get this type of deal, she was like, I'm going to do it right now, and made that U-turn and went in there. And I'm that person. I'm that person who needs that little nudge sometimes, because I'll say I'm going to do something quite a bit. But that little push in that right direction, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go support that local business. I'm going to get that checked off my list and say that it's done and feel good about it. So at the same time, you are helping a local business owner. So I'm very excited about how people have really grasped onto it quickly. And then we've gotten some great things, of feedback of, hey, what about this? And you guys should look at doing this. And so we have a list of functionality that we are prioritizing. And that's the fun piece, is this is just the foundation. And we're, you know, over the next 6 months, you're going to see it change and grow, and us move some things around. And we're going to change up the home page. Right now, we have it to where when you log in, you see everything that we offer on the left-hand side. And we do that so that you actually go in and click and you see what each one of those pieces of functionality are. But later on, we'll put some pretty South Bay pictures up to make a pretty homepage for you. So there are steps into all of this, but it's been step one is getting out to all of the clients and to the consumers. And that's been really fun, just engaging with everybody. So we're doing a couple of events coming up, and then our first South Bay social event will be coming up in a few months, and we're going to do a full launch party.
Mm-hmm.
Yay,
mm-hmm.
We like parties.
Launch party.
We love parties. Love parties.
Well, and that's what's so funny too.
What?
So that was really what kind of pushed me on the calendar of events section too, was just the amount of events that go on in the South Bay, I think can be pretty tough to keep track of. And to Jackie's point, I love South Bay by Jackie. She is right. She is curated. And that's her guide. And I love that. We are not going to be a guide. We're not going to be sitting there, you know, actually typing out the full events and giving reviews and, again, providing that level of detail. It's more of a here's everything right in the palm of your hand, kind of like what Kelly had said. But in the future, we have actually gotten some requests to feed in local bloggers as well. So there's some great local individuals that have, you know, mom fit campaigns or healthy nutrition campaigns or local photography. So we're talking about building in a piece of functionality to showcase some of those people as well. So in no way can these groups that, you know, promote these events not live in the same space. That's what's so great. It's just a unique approach to provide that material.
I love everything about keeping it local. I just love that. And I can't believe that somebody would ask you, are you going to put stuff in Silver Lake here? If you want something to know what's going on in Silver Lake, go to a Silver Lake app.
Exactly.
Yeah, Silver Lake can look at this app, right? But we're not putting Silver Lake on the app.
Yeah, exactly. They can have their own.
That will be the best part of it, and I'm sure it's going to be a big part of your marketing is, I guess, working with the various chambers to make sure that the tourists, because this is going to be a huge, a great guide for tourists, you know? I mean, because tourists, you know, people that live here, you know, we work during the day and stuff, you know, so if somebody's hanging out on Pier Avenue and they get the little flag that says, hey, we're having the happy hour, or hey, stop in here, we're doing a trivia thing, you know, that's going to be huge. You know, that's going to be huge. Go ahead.
I think that's great for locals, and that's why we were so excited. And honestly, that was one of those that we kind of thought about afterwards of like, oh, man, we weren't really building this for tourists. I mean, we're building it for the locals. But it was the tourists that kind of, you know, made us look at a unique marketing plan. So we're going to put some things in a lot of the hotels. So obviously, again, the first group with their shade hotels will be trying to put some stuff into each one of those rooms, which will obviously be exciting. But then we also talk about El Segundo a lot. So a really unique marketing plan that we're going to have to do there, too, because with over 150,000 people that commute into work into El Segundo every day, we need to be pulling some of those people into downtown Manhattan, into downtown El Segundo. Let's pull them into Hermosa and Redondo and take advantage of those people being in the South Bay and commuting here, and try to have them as consumers and help these small businesses as well. So we have unique marketing plans. And what's so funny is when I first moved to the South Bay, I couldn't understand why people talked about how each city was so different. And then here I am 5 years later, and I have a marketing plan that is completely different for each individual city.
Oh, yeah.
So you can definitely see how they operate so differently and so uniquely. But, you know, we definitely want to tap into the tourist group, and we definitely want to tap into the commuters in El Segundo.
Yeah, yeah. As I've always said, every South Bay city has its charms. But together, it's a powerhouse. It's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
You put them all together. You put them all together. You got everything you need.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. This is really a great enterprise. We're excited about this. We're excited for you, Randy. But tell us now, of course, Silver Lake is a wonderful community, and they need something like this. What is your growth plan? Are you going to have a Silver Lake division?
Oh, gosh, the fun questions. We are not going to stop with South Bay Social. That's what I know right now. South Bay Social will always be only South Bay Social. This was actually a dream of mine. I mean, I had this idea 10 years ago, more so on the live ability to view what's going on around town. So the happy hours, we want to, you know, long-term replace hopefully somebody like Zillow where, you know, you can see live open houses. So when we launched this, obviously we saw a lot of excitement about it. So yes, there's other areas of California that I think would love this piece. My thought is, you know, the Venice, Santa Monica, Malibu area, Orange County, Huntington Beach, Silver Lake, those types of areas where, you know, there are a lot of things functioning. So we are planning on growing, and we are planning on growing right here out of South Bay. So everything will be housed here, but maybe some individual account reps at those individual locations. But for right now, I've definitely said through at least the end of the year, we really want to focus and be hands-on with South Bay to learn as much as possible. So, for example, I did the crazy thing that I think everybody was kind of surprised by, and I wouldn't let my customers actually upload all of their data. I did everything on the app for them for the first couple of weeks, simply because I felt like I needed to be the one doing it, so that I could gauge what updates we needed to do, what processes we should put into place, and then make sure that we fixed anything that might be a little bit troublesome. Because I wanted it to be really easy for the business owner to get all their information uploaded. So we're trying to learn as many of those things as possible, and try to see how the consumers react and how they like it, what things they want. And then, you know, once we have that, you know, absolute best case scenario all laid out in every single piece of functionality, then we'll look at taking it elsewhere. But right now, you know, they always say home is where the heart is. So Hermosa is my love. So we're going to stay right here and make sure that we do this well.
In going through adding my own account, creating my own account, creating a group, everything was very fast. I noticed that the sort of email confirmations were very fast. Can you talk a little bit about the technology underlying your app, and is that something that other people can learn from, or would you say it's proprietary? How would you describe the technology underlying the app and what you're doing?
Well, no, none of it is proprietary now that we have launched. We kept some things pretty close to us but prior to launch. But mainly the big thing and what the difference is when in this space and being on an app is the ability to build a foundation on location services. So with that, you can turn on location services, and at all points, that app is going to be following you with the geolocation. You also have the ability to only have that on when using the app. So the consumer can really control how much is being viewed. The other thing that I think is that's very important for people to pay attention to when building apps or when building pieces of functionality is from the think of it from the consumer side. Put yourself in those shoes when you are a consumer. Do you like to be annoyed? Do you like to be constantly dinged? Do you like to be constantly texted over and over again? That's normally a no for most people. So you want to ensure from the consumer side that you build a platform where the consumer can control all of those functions. So in the app, the consumer actually has the ability to follow and unfollow businesses, meaning that they can be notified or not by industry or by individual. So let's say one day if there's 300 realtors listed in South Bay Social, but you're not buying a home, you have your forever home and you don't need to be to see that information at all. You can simply unclick the real estate group, or you can unclick individual realtors. So at that point, you can are managing how much information is getting to you yourself. So technology has increased so much. 10 years ago, you could not have given the consumer these controls. They weren't built. Nowadays, they are built. So make sure that you're giving them to them, because every consumer, when they can see that they can control how much they're being notified and how that notification works, whether that's an SMS text that they get, and whether it's a push notification, or whether that's once they open the app, then they get the push notification. I think the consumers right. really appreciate being able to control that.
Wow. So many things you have to consider when building an app like this. but you've done a great yeah. job, Randy. This is really something that I think – I'll have to tell you, I first learned that AYSO was founded in the South Bay, in Torrance, yesterday in 1964. The AYSO was founded. It is now an international organization. Perhaps we've just seen the beginning of another national or international sort of organization being founded right here in Hermosa Beach, California.
Well, I hope so.
Wow.
I would love that.
Fantastic. Jackie, do you have anything else?
I do me a favor, Randy. The minute you decide to expand outside the South Bay, would you do a San Pedro Social? Because they're just dying for something like that down there. No, they really are. They really are. They really are. They need something. They need something. And I like the alliteration, San Pedro Social. You might go to Santa Monica Social next, start with the S cities first. But yeah, San
yeah,
Pedro
right.
desperately needs something like that. So I, if I were you, I would jump on that.
I think so. We purchased all the licenses that we needed for LA County and Orange County for right now. So we know that there's possibilities for us to take this for sure into other spots. So
right.
we'll
right.
see. I do need to sleep here and there. So we'll start with that. Some good night's sleep and then we'll go on.
Wow. Fantastic.
All right.
This is something that we're very proud of. We're proud of you because we love the South Bay, and you are highlighting the very unique place that we live in and the very unique space in terms of the people and the you know everything that the South Bay represents. So thank you, Randy Renner, South Bay Social. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
SouthBaySocial.app, SouthBaySocial.app. You can download and you can go to your Play Store or the iOS App Store and download it today and get involved and create your account. It's fantastic. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Joe, Jackie, and Randy. So proud of you for following your vision here and bringing this to fruition. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new app in the South Bay, SouthBaySocial.app, and it's going to be sunny for a few hours, so get out there and enjoy it while it lasts, and then it's going to rain here in the South Bay. But we love the rain, too, as long as it's not mudslide-worthy deluge. We love the rain. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.